your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry, man. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
but you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
What it do? It's the One in the Ham Sandwich Show. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me? I'm in the building today, baby.
Why is your mic so... Someone's always wrong with your mic. Golly. And welcome to the One in the Ham Sandwich Show. We cut through all the fat, and we give you the facts. I'll fix your mic during ham news. Welcome back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not for the boring, only for the daring. Only for the daring, not for the boring. Y'all know what it is. And you feel like doing some preacher?
It don't matter me, kid. Right. You know me, kid.
Today we're gonna do a little thing we like call
preacher. All
right. So for today's sermon, let's give Cook three words. Your first word is. Your first word is Justin Bieber.
All right.
That's your first word.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
What's the
second word is treetop.
Treetop. All right.
And then your third word is Grover.
Grover.
Justin Bieber, Grover from Sesame Street.
All right. Justin Bieber and
Grover and Treetop.
Treetop, I got you.
Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Let me tell you something here.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something today, son.
Uh-huh.
The topic is...
Uh-huh.
Can Justin Bieber...
Uh-huh.
Look for Grover...
Uh-huh.
On the treetop. Let us say amen.
Uh-huh.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Turn.
Amen.
Your Bibles to.
Uh-huh.
Grambo Street Johnson. Chapter. Sesame Street.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And it reads us.
Uh-huh.
There was a man. Justin Bieber.
Justin Kleber.
And he was only 16 years old.
Only 16.
And he was walking down Sesame Street. And it was on Sesame Street, Street 14. And when Justin Bieber knocked on Cookie Monster's door, one man came out, Grover. And Grover said, Justin! And Justin said, what? He said, you're on my street. He said, what street is this? He said, it's Grover Street, and I don't want you on my street. He said, why? He said, because you're ugly. You got to love yourself. You look like Eminem on crack. And he said, your hair look like Justin Not Can I Do Nothing. And you got mousse in your hair. And it looked like it got a banana split on the back of your buttocks. And you was looking like you was fencing with my man Grover.
Hallelujah.
But I said, let's go to the treetop.
The treetop, praise
and
God.
Let's that shit on the treetop. And they said you was kissing in the tree. A-K-A-K-I-N-G. First come the little baby, then it come the fencing. And then you was looking like you just don't care. And I said, what are you doing? I said, I was just playing. What you playing with? I was playing with Grover in the treetop. And just people say, are you in? Are you in? What do you mean running? Are you in? In what? If you know what I mean. No, I'm not. I don't do that. I don't do that. So Justin Bieber, slap Groven.
Slap Groven.
And Grover fell out the treetop.
Hallelujah.
And he said, one makes seven on the other cover. Cobb, and you don't stop. Let's lift up our hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say God.
Hallelujah.
Say God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop Justin Bieber.
Stop Justin Bieber.
From fooling with Grover.
Come on.
In the treetop.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Give it up for DK. Come on.
Come on.
That is foul.
Yes. Give it up for DK. Come on. And that was another episode of
You Better Preach, Preach, Preach.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get into it.
Ham news. Ham news. Okay. A woman in Virginia Beach, 37-year-old woman, is accused of inappropriate sexual conduct with her son's friends.
What?
So her 16-year-old son, you know, was bringing his friends over, you know, play video games and things like that. 15-year-old and 18-year-old, and she was having sex with them.
What? Whoa.
The mom, yeah.
He's bringing his son's friends over.
Yeah, her son was bringing his friends over to play, like, video games and stuff.
And the mom was getting...
And she touching them up.
Yeah, she having sex with them.
Wow.
And, So she was in jail, and then she posted a bond, so she's expected back in court in August.
You, sir, are an idiot.
So who told?
They didn't say who told.
Somebody dropped
it. I bet you the little boys didn't tell.
I bet you they did. And I bet you they love going to that house.
Yes, sir. That's why they going over there.
Exactly.
Like, your mother going to be home? Nah, I'll come next time.
I'm good.
I'll be fighting them jokers, though.
Fighting? What?
I'll
be throwing hands.
Yes, sir.
Because you know they're going to school talking about, you know what I'm saying, I laid up with John's mom's last night.
Yes,
you know
sir.
John's mom's getting today.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you saw that mole on her left cheek? Talk about your mom's in high school. You in school, son.
That's right.
At the lunch table, we be throwing hands.
All day.
There's a website called Ashley Madison, and it's strictly for married men and married women who want to cheat.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that website, yeah.
When did we talk about that?
I don't know if we talked about it, but yeah, we did talk about it, because we talked about, not the actual website, but we mentioned the website.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a new one.
Ashley Madison.
I'm like, okay. Well, anyway, they gave some interesting statistics where they talked about
statistics
because of the World Wide Web. Women are more apt to cheat than before.
Mm. Mm.
So whereas men are cheating, 50% of married men might cheat. Now, before the women were about right around 15 to 20%, they're more about 45% now.
That's
cool. Because of different dating websites and
Don't.
They can keep their little things on the low.
Mm.
All right, let's talk about the slam dunk contest, y'all. All
right.
What's y'all feelings about it?
You know what? It was entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, your boy jumped from the behind the foul line.
And then get a 50.
And then get it, but he jumped from behind the foul line and dunked the joint.
He should have got a 50, but they were saying because he's 6'11". He should be able to do it.
Right,
but his arms is long.
Right, and also he didn't have no flair.
Right,
you know, the dunk contest is not about dunks.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's about flair. Because cats that be winning these days don't even dunk.
And
AKA
Blake
Howard.
Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
Oh my gracious.
And against my flair. Like his dunk was alright. it was a decent dunk, but the whole concept,
yes sir,
right,
you know what I'm saying, of having the card hit the choir,
singing, I believe I can fly.
The joint is ridiculous.
The first dunk was sick. The one hand he caught it, spiked around like 5,000 times.
The dude can jump out the gym. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he got the hops of Vince Carter.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But bigger. It don't make no sense.
Don't make no sense. And my man Kobe, that's why he the greatest player in the NBA.
Is he's a ball hog. That's the problem with Kobe. He's a ball hog.
You know what? I let me tell you something, yo.
Man, yo.
Let me tell you something. I ain't going to sit here and, because I ain't a Kobe lover. Y'all already know that. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get a man respect because Kobe is kind of on the downside of his career. He hasn't lost it, but he's not at the peak. He like just left the peak like yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's not far off from the peak. But for him to win the MVP, you know, you'd expect a LeBron to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then he dunked on LeBron.
Yeah.
He dunked on LeBron and gave him a pat on the butt. LeBron tried to block the shot. And he got banged on and got posted.
And then your man with baseline jumped on that end, reversed to the other side, and dunked it with two hands.
I don't think y'all realize how nasty that dunk was.
Yes.
That dunk was hard.
Yes. In the game.
The dude went up. Went back down, came around, and dunked it clean.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to give.
And don't forget about the baseline fadeaway off glass, off a wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to give props to Kobe. I don't want to.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I don't want to.
Thank you.
Begrudgingly, but.
Thank you, man.
I you know, I thought it was cool. In the NBA All-Star Game, it's all about flash and you know what I'm saying? It's can't take it. But you know what?
Your man was balling, though.
Who that?
Lil Romeo.
Romeo
he
can play.
Ball, he's always been good.
He can ball, but Justin Bieber should not got the MVP.
Why did he get the MVP? That's politics.
Because 12-year-olds are voting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. That's right.
Oh, yeah, always fan.
Scotty, I like he was playing for real. Yeah.
He's
trying to come off.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to bring back his shot.
Yes, sir.
But Lil Romeo played in college, don't he?
Yeah, he played for USC.
Do we start?
No.
He come off the bench.
Yeah.
How was he? How was
he's nasty, man. He could catch oops. I mean, he was balling.
How tall is he?
5'11". Trey Songz did a little bit, too, though.
Yeah. He did a little something.
Yeah, a little something.
You know what I'm saying?
Justin Bieber crossed over your man from Common.
Yeah, but that's first of all, you shouldn't be getting crossed over by Justin Bieber. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? And number two, Justin Bieber should not be winning on MVP.
I ain't lying, man.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when he got his game thrown.
He kind of arrogant too, man, because he was getting mad that your man was asking him all them questions.
Yeah, he arrogant.
The man with what's his name, with the messed up ties and
Craig Hager. Craig Hager.
Yeah, Craig Hager asked him, you got an allowance. He got all mad. He sure did.
No, that's a disrespectful question.
That's a disrespectful question. He making all that money traveling and all that. You asking this boy.
You got an allowance?
He make his own money. How you
he said, you got a car. He said, yeah, I got a car. It's in Atlanta.
He acts a bad disrespectful question.
Yeah, bad disrespectful.
Hey, but that's what you're supposed to do. Whatever.
Now, what is your man Carmelo going to do, dog?
Come to the Knicks, son. Come to
that's what your man said. Your man Pete
just come
Diddy.
To the Knicks. Just give up the picks.
Diddy said you want to come to the Knicks.
Give up the picks. Come to the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? We'll get Chris Paul next year.
Woo!
This is not the league. This is not the league where you have one star player and role players.
The day's over.
And then this is not the league where you have a Jordan, the Pippen, and role players.
That's right.
This is the league where you need three major stars.
Just like the Celtics.
At least Celtics. Miami Heat. That's why the Lakers keep losing.
That's right.
Because they got two major stars.
Yeah.
Kobe and Gasol. You know what I'm saying?
He need one more. Ron Artest ain't doing a thing.
Ron Artest doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Odom is. Everybody be sweating Lamar Odom.
He's soft, man.
He's soft. He'll have an 18-9.
He dominate players. He know you can dominate.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody play hard on him.
But he's soft.
He's soft as fire.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? Three star Spurs.
Yeah, Spurs.
Three star league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Doing they thug Denzel.
Yeah.
So, any more news?
That's it.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's
Ham News.
Ow.
You know what I'm saying? And let's take a quick break. The number to call in 757-325-9493. The website is hamshow.tv. I caught a brain fart. Well, a silent brain fart. hamshow.tv. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Facebook. Leave your questions and comments on Facebook. Ham Sandwich Show. We shall be back. Come back.
180 Productions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We talk that stuff at the front of the song. We like to sing. Jesus Christ is King. But yo, dig this. Love court. Plus a blood board. Who would have thought that in a million years we'd be here? Playing it all since the day of the fall. But he invested in man, I do the best that I can. Affording the grand lines, according to man's time. The world ahead, you're looking for things you can't find. Love the verb, we shout through websites and word of mouth. We say that it counts, display it and bounce. We give what we receive and live what we believe. Boy, you can go see fruit with no tree. Christ is Lord, 7 and 24. We wait for the perks of faith, produce works. And if you get it, the same fam, living game. What matters, bidding for fame or what you did with his name? You gotta die to live. I'm putting that on my kids. Deal with the strain of life through the name of Christ, yeah. The way we choose the name can move you, but what you can't keep the game, which you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. These lies have been told of how we died and rose. The way we choose the name can move you, but what you can't keep the game, which you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. Not a will of defeat, but still they gon' see that the meal is on me. When they are ready to eat, I'll be ready to treat. Repent to love, come to a life drenched in blood. Lovers are found, fans covering ground. Cause even if they seen it all, the redeemed are called. Make a way that is fine, taste grace divine. He was suspended on a cross, man sent for the lost. Christ is the name we choose, stand and face plan of grace. Life can be a tough game to lose. Place your belief in the Son, not speaking in tongues, major threat. Remember what you were made to forget. Without praying in vain, I'ma stay in my lane. Too soon to break with the blood, communicating with love. Can't see how y'all put it off to now. Shoot for the stars, so close, but no cigars. The way we choose the name can move you up, but you can't keep the game, which you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. These lies have been told of how we died and rose. The way we choose the name can move you up, but you can't keep the game, which you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. These lies have been told of how we died and rose. Do you like to hurt war? Feeling worse than before? Only way to ease the pain is to believe the name. You can take from the song and replace what's gone. We come to the foul, got an instant run of the mouth. We thought that you ought to know that we got our orders to go. It's dope when a child can understand the command. We preach the throne, cause to each his own. In his own, as I navigate through the problems at home. Just calm your nerves, be involved and serve. Get off your touch, find the right buttons to push. We are never bending, gotta bring Christ the main glory. It could be the same story, you better end it. Empty mind, no money, going to bed hungry, take two. What we don't have, we may do. Take it for what it was, just creating a buzz about Christ. He curved the red mark, deserved it. Yeah. The way we choose the name can move you up, but you can't keep the game, which you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. These lies have been told of how we died and rose. The way we choose the name can move you up, but you can't keep the game, which you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. These lies have been told of how we died and rose.
The What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, Treasure. Again, hamshow.tv is the website. 757-325-9493 is the phone number. Just to give y'all an update. All y'all that are late, we are actually creating a show called Life Is with Sean Slaughter for JCTV. I have my partners in crime, Cook Dog and True Asia, with me on my side. And we've already shot the first pilot. Majority of the shows that go to JCTV get rejected. Actually, 95% of the shows get rejected, and we got accepted.
Woo!
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, so that's what's up with that. We do have to do a couple of tweaks and, you know what I'm saying, and do some resubmitting before we really get into doing the whole show. And so keep that in your prayers. The show life is. And we'll give you more, you know what I'm saying, more about that. Do we got two web pages on the Facebook? Did you create a ham sandwich website?
Yeah.
Is this yours, the ham show?
Yeah.
All right. I think I created a page. The What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Oh.
This is the Ham Show. And so I'm kind of confused. Alright. So we're gonna see if we can mail these pages together. Facebook adding some upgrade options, you know what I'm saying, for their junks. And you know what I'm saying? Kind of dope. Anyway, today's show is called Marriage and the Recession. Mm. Not a happy couple.
Not feeling each other.
Not feeling each other, you know what I'm saying? And people got to realize something, man. They got to realize that being in a recession really has some meaning to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just something that you talk about, but people are affected. We all are affected. You know what I'm saying? My family's been affected. Your family's been affected. Whether it's through layoffs, whether it's through a cutback of hours, obviously as entertainers, you know what I'm saying? And we're ministers, obviously, but we're in the category of entertainers and ministers because we rap and sing. Right. You know what I'm saying? We're kind of the first thing to go because we're not a need.
Right.
We're a want. Certain people got their hours cut way back. You know what I'm saying? Used to work like 30 hours a week. Now you're working like two.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people got straight up axed. They got one loved. You know what I'm saying? And so because of the recession, you know, the money that you may have had before, you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That, what you call that want money. You ain't got no want money.
You got straight need. You barely got the need money.
And you barely got need money.
Rolling on.
You know what I'm saying? And all yours in religious churches ain't got no seed money. No, they got that seed money.
They got that. Bet that.
You know what I'm saying? They might be out of job, but they got their seed. You know what I'm saying? They probably had to hold somebody up in the alley, but they got that seed. You know what I'm saying? And but one thing about the recession is I begin to think, what does this do to a marriage?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I emailed this to you. You get this?
Yeah.
All right. And so what does it do to a marriage? And I found this quote by Rain Gretzky. I just think in my mouth. I found this quote by Rain.
What up,
by Wayne Gretzky, who is a, you know what I'm saying, one of the probably top five hockey players of all time. Probably number one. No?
Wayne Gretzky is the number one greatest player.
Is he the Michael Jordan of NHL?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a Michael Jordan NHL. And he said this great quote. He said, money can't buy you happiness, but if you have enough of it, you can rent it for a while.
Ooh.
Now this is a great quote. You know why? Because we in the Bible always talking about money can't buy you happiness, but when you get something new, you'd be happy.
Right.
So you get like a new car, you'd be happy for a little bit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Until you spill coke all over the seats. You know what I mean? Or when you get a new clothes or... You know what I'm saying? You get a you know, new whatever, new technology, new equipment. You be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got my Mac, very happy. All of a sudden, you want the new Mac.
Yeah.
You want the iPad.
Yeah.
I want the Mac Air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want, because the happiness wears off. But he makes a good quote, because a lot of times in church, we say that things don't buy you happiness.
Right.
And that's not totally true. Things can rent you happiness.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
That was
did I say that again?
That was darn.
Things can rent you happiness. And remember, when you rent something, you really don't fully own it. So it's not yours forever.
Oh, somebody else got the papers on it.
I'm sorry.
Somebody else got the papers on it.
If somebody else got the papers on it.
Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face.
You know what I'm saying? And so it'll put a little smile on your face for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not what we call Joey.
Mm.
J-O-E-Y-E. Joey.
Joey.
You know what I'm saying? Because true joy does last. It's enduring. It lasts forever. You know what I'm saying? But because of the recession, people that have money and have somewhat of a happy home, when the money starts leaving, the home doesn't seem happy. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is the home, the relationship wasn't built on love for one another or mutual respect for one another. You know what I'm saying? I love, what's the movie? The Couples Retreat?
Yeah, Couples Retreat.
Uh-huh. Me and Trugel saw Couples Retreat. And I love the movie because they all the couples had problems. And I think it was Vince Vaughn that said, he said, I'm tired of me and my wife being best roommates. Mm-hmm. The greatest roommates. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that couples live together. They know how to be roommates. They say hi and bye. They say what's up. They eat breakfast together. They do all those things. But all it's going to take is a money situation or some major thing to make the whole thing fall apart. If you're best roommates, something can split your roommate up. And that's what a lot of couples are. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Financial difficulties are widespread, and researchers found that about one-third of participants reporting they worried often or almost all the time about paying bills. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Talking about marriage in a recession. You know what I'm saying? This is pretty interesting. Listen to this. You know what I'm saying? It's funny that women always get stressed out in a recession, but they get stressed out because they don't get what they need. They don't get what they want.
Right.
Listen to this stat.
Hold up. Go ahead.
That's the truth.
No, listen. Yeah. I'm going to read this stat. Men, particularly working class and poor men, have absorbed 75% of job losses since 2007. 3 out of every 4 men are losing their job, but the woman upset.
That's because the woman might be housewives. So if the man losing their job, that means they're affected.
Right, and they have a right to be upset. But he upset too. you feel what I'm saying? He upset too. So what I'm saying is, the woman upset. Don't be screaming and taking it on the man. He upset. He ain't happy he lost his job. He ain't happy that he ain't got everything that he want to need. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to rub two pennies together like Martin Lawrence said in the show. You know what I'm saying? I think he had lost his job as a radio host. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? He's like the Gina. He's about to pawn Gina's ring. You know what I'm saying? And so he took the ring and Gina gave it up. Like, he was like, okay, yeah, we're going to pay some bills. And he caught himself. He was like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, your man fell off. You know what I'm saying? It'll feel, as a man who wants to provide not only the needs and wants of his family, it don't feel good not to be able to.
And if you're comfortable with that, something wrong with you.
You's a bum.
Something's very wrong with you.
You's a clum.
You know what I'm saying?
If you feel comfortable with your family starving,
you's a bum.
And you laid up on the couch twinkling your toes. You are embarrassed.
Twinkling your toes. You know what I'm saying? If you know what time Maury come on, you know what time Divorce Court come on, Price is Right. You know what I'm saying? Shows that
only... that's my show.
Shows that only come on between 9 and 2. You know what I'm saying? 9 and 3.
You need to be slapped.
You's embarrassing.
You ain't going to get no job at Wendy's. You need to go get a job wherever you can.
Exactly. Unless you cook at the job on watching TV. You know what I'm saying? That's your only exception if you know them shows. At least you're working.
At least you're doing something.
At least you're getting a paycheck for watching Price is Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But if you at home, you know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock in the morning eating salt and vinegar chips. You know what I mean?
Drinking Wallace.
drinking Wallace grape. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about who ate on the ice.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to go.
You mad. Open the refrigerator screaming. Ain't nobody in the house but you. You screaming. Where ate all the mice? You know what I'm saying? With a bathrobe and flip-flops on.
And two mismatched socks.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And two strands of chest hair poking out. You's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? It says, here's a stat. The recession is bringing about fewer marriages. In fact, in 2009, saw an all-time record low in the number of registered marriages in a whopping 100 years.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
People are not getting married because it costs too much.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? $20,000, $30,000 for a marriage. You know what I'm saying? For a wedding.
That's ridiculous.
That's
preposterous.
And it's like, you know what? If it's going to cost $20,000?
We're going to date for a little while.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to date.
I got a question.
And we might date other people.
Hey, look.
You know what I'm saying? You don't make it now.
If the recession is so bad between the marriage and the recession, why would people just go to the Justice of the Peace and save the money?
Come on, so you already know,
the answer to that. And look, Justice of the Peace and have a cookout.
You're a hood. Okay, first of all.
All day.
So that's the most ghetto thing I think I've ever heard.
All day.
Mad ghetto.
That's the most ghetto thing I heard in my life.
You get all the money.
A marriage and a cookout.
All day.
A marriage and a fish fry.
Look. Oh, look. You go, look. Look.
That is mad.
Hey, look, look, look.
Tiffany, you need to come get your husband because he is mad embarrassing.
Hey, look. Hey, look. Hey, look. Hey, look.
Oh, come get your man. Look. Come get your man. Come get your man.
Go to the Botanica Garden.
Right.
Or the YMCA.
YMCA
got a garden right out there for $75. Get your dress.
Or YMCA way.
Look, your man go to the S&K.
Cats walking by in ball shorts and all that.
All day.
Y'all try to ball?
You done, the way corner said, at this time, y'all will meet.
And then as soon as he said that, a ball come fly over
Roanoke, at Roanoke 73rd Street.
Hey, yo. My stomach hurt. Yo.
For the reception. You know what I'm saying?
And what's going to be in the field behind the church?
That is mad embarrassing.
And look, and you know the field behind the church ain't never cut right.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? Like they never trim the sides. So it'd be weeds up on the side, cans, neighborhood drug dealers.
I'm just trying for people to get married. You think you ain't got the money to have a big wedding, go to Justin Peace, have a reception, have a cookout.
Just wait. Yeah,
just
my
wait.
Stomach hurt.
Just wait till you can afford it.
That dude said go to the YMCA garden. 75 bones.
Yeah, 75 bones. How would you know that?
75 bones.
A lot of
it.
My dudes done that, Jane, though.
You was embarrassing. No boys out there like that.
75 bones, son. You straight.
They had the wedding dress on. Everybody had everything. It was outside.
Oh.
Now, you better check the weather, though. Because you might be short.
You might be short. You know what I'm saying?
That's mad.
And you already sent out the invitations on...
For sure.
On
index cards.
And
allow you to,
on index cards and post-its.
For sure.
With a Sharpie.
Yes, sir. Handwritten. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
Fingers
goodness.
Fingers on fire.
as you can see, these are the things... You know what I'm saying? These are the issues... That happened.
That's going to get you cursed out.
These are the issues that arise during the recession. Real talk. With marriages, there's a lot of different stresses and fears, anxieties, and all this type of stuff. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about marriage and the recession.
Holy Culture Radio.
You look like Terry Crews. You know the Isle Spice, man. I'm trying to get where you at. Yeah, I'm climbing. I can't help but notice you LOLing while I'm pressing. Cause I'm struggling with little weight in your eyes, but I'm doing my best. And you and your homies mocking me while I'm guessing. Asking how to use this equipment. Y'all see me stressed, yeah. But y'all don't even want to lend me a helping hand. Y'all probably like to see your brother struggling. Gives a boost to your ego, that's struggling. Cause we supposed to be brothers from another man. Or I say be it. I don't get why you aren't seeing that you weren't born. Say sometimes I question what you're believing. Remember you called on Jesus. And he made you free. And when you began training, you started out just like me. Your diet wasn't meat. You was drinking from cows. I need you praying for me. And showing me how, but don't look down on me. Cause I'm a rookie in the same. Don't look down on me. Cause you and I don't look the same. Don't look down on me. Cause we have different workout plans. Don't look down on me. Cause you ain't better than me, man. Don't look down on me. 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 Cause you ain't better. You ain't better. You ain't better. You ain't better. Get it together. Get it together. Get it together. I decided not to roll with P90X or insanity. Just good old fashioned discipline. But many folk be slamming me. Cause I don't do what they do as if what they do is better. As if their method is the only way to get it together. I know you take pride in what you do because of its rep and its mainstream. But I lost 20 pounds in less than 2 months without doing the same thing. The proof is in the pudding, or I should say in my right state. You really need to ask yourself, why do I hate? Let's switch it up. You're Because I ain't the only one that can preach. Your church ain't better with 10,000 feet. Worship ain't better because the band's complete. We are the body, so why you trying to compete? I don't gotta attend your church to grow. I suggest you drop that ego. Because God is pouring out his spirit all across the cloud. You got your method, homie, and I got mine. Long as at the end of the day, we are refined. What I'm doing doesn't offend God. I got results, phone boy. Why you look at me? Man, don't look down on me. Cause I'm a rookie in the same. Don't look down on me. Cause you and I don't look the same. Don't look down on me. Cause we have different workout plans. Don't look down on me. Cause you ain't better than me, man. Don't look down on me. 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 Cause you ain't better. You ain't better. You ain't better. You ain't better. Get it together. Get it together. Get it together, man.
Everybody wanna look down on a kid. Do something different, not frown on a kid. You know what, Sean? Here's what you should do. Please don't in person get around for me, man. If I say red, you blue. I say I don't, now you do. I really don't mind advice, but if you that nice, you would've sold 1.2. 3, 4, 5, I ain't trying to scream. But Jesus gave me my own dream. Plus Jesus on both of our teams. Please let them coach Mr. Pat Riley. How dare you think you been lying? Cause you got 28 on your tires. And I got 13s on my Metro. Such a boy needs snaps on the Petro. I knew life would be hard from the get-go. Feel like I'm locked up in Gitmo. K-drama, I really need a friend role. Cause Goonies wanna wet me like Gizmo. I'm growing every day. They hate me anyway. I do not fit the format. And I refuse to change. Unless the spirit leads. And then your boy will cleave to every word that's spoken. This is no mystery. My God is meant to be. Let's renew mentally. Some people just won't get it. They on that Mr. Don't
look down on me. Cause I'm a rookie in the same. Don't look down on me. Cause you and I don't look the same. Don't look down on me. Cause we have different workout plans. Don't look down on me. Cause you ain't better than me, man. Don't look down on me. 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 Cause you ain't better.
You ain't better.
You ain't better.
You ain't better.
Get it together. Get it together. Get it together, man.
What in the ham sandwich show? Y'all know what it is. It's Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, and Troy Asia. Welcome back.
We back.
Y'all mean? And we are talking about marriage and the recession.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And how they don't seem to be a happy couple.
Nah.
Because when that money gets short, you know what I'm saying? Things in the house get tight. You know what I mean?
And that wah-wah gets cut off.
You know what I'm saying?
That wah-wah.
I ain't going front. That's not a good thing to do.
Nah.
I'm going to tell you why.
You does. You know that what it is.
I'm going to tell you why. Everybody in the house mad, right?
Yeah.
Tell them why you mad.
Person lost his job. He mad. You know what I'm saying? And let's just say it's the man. Since the stats say 75% of the people that lost their job is men, let's just assume, according to that stat, it's 3 out of 4 people. So let's just assume the majority of people is men. I'm saying this could be for women too, though. But for them to come home and, you know what I'm saying, not be able to get none, that's supposed to actually help them. Like, oh, like, boo, you ain't getting, oh, boo, it's okay. I know you've been searching for a job. You know what I'm saying? I know you've been looking, boo. You know what I mean? Mama gonna take care of you. It's okay. I know you're stressed. I'm stressed too. Let's relieve this stress, baby.
Let's just leave this stress together.
So you might have to hold that junk. Embarrassing.
Let's believe it together, Booski.
What?
But some women,
let go of the mic.
You know, they get stressed. And, you know, they want to,
They're just taking a dirt nap.
They cut the dude off because they like, you ain't got the funds to take care of me? You know what? I take care of you either.
Her Jay took a dirt nap.
And that's dirty, though. You know what I'm saying? That's dirty because he lost his job not because
anything he did.
He lost his job because of the recession. You know what I'm saying? And so,
but let me
go ahead, B. Go ahead, G Money Swagger.
This is one thing I had a problem with, dog.
Go ahead, G Money Swagger.
Because of man,
Swagger.
Jimmy Swigger Swag. Because the man lost his job because of recession, you're gonna punish him and not give him the woolly woolly.
You know what I'm saying?
Do that make any sense?
No.
To some women, it does.
It ain't his fault he got fired.
It's not his fault.
Well, I guess if he take too long to get a job, what about that?
If he trying and out there doing his thing to provide for the family, you shouldn't be cutting this man off.
What if he's sitting on the couch and talking about he waiting for somebody, he waiting for his boy?
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Hook him up.
You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, yeah, me and my man, you know what I'm saying? We got this no money down. We about to get to the mortgage business. You know what I'm saying? We saw this dude on the cover. We spent $149, no money down. We about to blow up. You know what I'm saying? Them dude, it be late at night, like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
No money down.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, listen, the last $124 you have
exactly
in the bank account, he going to go send it to that man on TV.
No, the babies need oatmeal and juice. You know what I'm saying?
No, they need grits and oatmeal in the morning.
But there's a bunch of issues that happen during a recession. And obviously, one of those issues is marriage problems. It's true that an economic downturn can really affect the marriage, especially for those who are more accustomed to the influence they enjoyed prior to the recession.
Right.
That is interesting. If you broke, you don't even know what a recession is. It's been a recession. It's been a recession for the last 20 years.
Are we in a recession? Man, you had a job in 30 years, dog.
Yeah, a job in 30 years.
You was born in a recession.
It's been a recession. Everybody coming down to meet your level.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what
I'm
saying? That's
what that is. You know what I'm saying? They can relate to you better now.
Well, you crazy.
Y'all can have a conversation.
Now you got a conversation with more people. That's what happens.
Before I had nothing to say to you.
You know what I'm saying? Before it was quiet. It's quiet on the bus. Now you're talking to everybody. Worry.
Man, this some bull.
You giving tips. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know, you've been here for 30 years.
I take Raymond's, right? And I take the Vienna sauce. I mix them together,
and
right?
I throw some scrimp in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And so, but those who, and really, not only, and this really doesn't affect the rich either. Because if you're rich, if you're a multimillionaire and you make $10 million a year and the recession caused you to lose $900,000 to $1 million, ho-hum, you're still making $9
million. Right.
Who does this affect? The middle class.
Right. Yeah.
If you go from $60,000 to $40,000, that's major.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you go from $50,000 to $37,000, that's major.
Yep.
Right.
That's what's affecting.
I agree.
And it says those who enjoyed maybe being able to spend a little bit more when they was making $60,000, it can affect the marriage. You know what I'm saying? If you let it. The next thing is wealth issues, and we just talked about that. The sudden loss of affluence can put a strain on a marriage that may often lead to divorce.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Where a loss in money, it's funny. It's funny, how, you know, I've always been a person to really value words, and maybe because I'm an MC and I'm a writer, words mean a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you say something to me, I really take it as if you mean it, because when I say something, I really mean it. And maybe that's because I'm a writer and I'm an MC. Mm-hmm. But when they say, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health,
yes,
till death do us part.
That's serious business.
And then when poorer comes, you know what I'm saying, whether it's a man or the woman, they decide that they can't take it no more.
Right.
They start stretching.
You know what I'm saying? They stretching. Coming home later and later. Then what was the marriage built upon?
Right.
Money.
Because when you got married, in all reality, you know what I'm saying, there was no money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you were teenagers, maybe you were in your 20s.
Right.
Just starting out college, just getting out of high school sweetheart. There wasn't no money.
Right.
And then you built up to something, and you fell
a little below.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Well, you fell more in love with that, so then when that went, there was nobody else to love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem when you fall in love with money.
That's right.
When money goes, there's nobody else to fall in love with.
Exactly. You ready to
your lover done left.
The money up then leaves. You ready to pack your little bag.
You know what I'm saying? Another marital issue is incompatible economic strategies.
Mm.
One may be a spender while the other is a saver.
Mm.
I think I know who that is in your family, Cook.
Mm. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you might be the spender.
No, sir.
How they wish to cope with the recession can become quite difficult, since they may have difficult mindsets when it comes to money. Who's the spender? Who's the saver of your family?
I'm the saver.
You're a lie.
All day.
You're a
lie. So Tiffany, you ask my wife. You can ask my wife.
He's lying.
So Tiffany the spender.
She the spender.
Hold up. I see.
She boom boom Belinda.
Hold up. Who bought the flat screen TV?
That y'all didn't need.
Who bought the? This dude got a flat screen TV. That joint look like a freaking window.
But I saved up.
You know what I'm saying? If Cookie playing a nature show on this TV, that joint look like you looking out the window. You know what I'm saying? Like you looking out the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
But I saved that.
Hey, what about the PS3?
I bought that for, you know, I got that hookup from that.
You know what I'm saying? What about the new room?
That took me a year to make.
And what about all your clothes?
They always buy something new.
They all old.
Always
buy
something new. He lying.
Old as five.
He is lying.
I'm dead. I'm serious.
You got an excuse for everything.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you know what
I'm
saying?
A heart attack.
He trying to come up with an excuse as you ask for
him. What are you talking about?
That man slop and lies coming out of his
mouth. I'm the saver, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
What?
Guys know I work.
Go ahead, B. They work hard.
I work hard, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you know I only have $40 every 2 weeks. That got to last me every 2 weeks.
What you mean? Out of your check?
Yeah.
To spend on yourself?
Right.
Nah.
I'm serious, a heart attack.
You mean after bills and stuff?
Everything. Yeah. After bills, everything, $40. That got to last me.
For 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Hey.
Well, a hat should be buying my scores $3.
All day. 3 and 5. AJ Wright. AJ, your boy.
AJ Reezy.
All day. And then tell him about the new spot. In Williamsburg, all day.
Oh, you're talking about the jump off?
Yes,
jump
sir.
Off? You know what I'm saying?
Half.
The pre, son. Yo, I went down there and...
You went again?
Well, I went because my wife's birthday
passed.
And I just went down there because, you know what I'm saying, I want to do something for my
right.
wife.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I went to the Coach outlet. I can't... The joint... I still, to this day, I will not tell my wife... The deal that was going up in there, son.
Because she'd have been up there.
She would have went that day. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying.
But I'll put it like this. You know what I'm saying? You would have walked in there with a $400 purse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you would have walked out and probably paid about between $90 and $120 for it.
No, she ain't need to go.
For a $400 purse.
My wife didn't need to go, for sure.
For a $400 purse. It was... And I didn't expect
it. Was it packed? Yo.
It was unbelievable.
But you
think it wasn't? You know, but it wasn't promoted. So right. Cat was walking up in there.
One,
like
one thing about that place, they're not gonna blast it on TV.
Nah,
you got to go up there.
You walk up in there and you be passing out like, what in a ham sandwich? And then I was tempted to go to that Tim spot, but I said, mm-mm, I ain't got it.
I would have went.
I barely had it. See, I wouldn't have went because I barely had it for the Coach. You know what I'm saying?
He's really lying, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no Tims on, do I? I ain't got no Tims in the crib.
I ain't got Tims either.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no Tims. I can't afford no $130.
You know what I'm saying?
I have to get it for $60 up there.
Well, they had them for $50 for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Not the ones we talking about.
The Tims?
You know the one that everybody wear.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna sell them like they used to.
Nah, they ain't having them though. You know what I'm saying? Them joints fully. The next, here's another issue that we don't think about is location. In the case of couples who unfortunately find themselves in an area severely affected by the recession, they have to take a more careful look into their marriage.
Mm.
Check this out. You lose your job.
Right.
Now, obviously, in this area, if you're not doing something with the government or with the Navy.
You're in trouble.
Or with maybe education.
Contractors that work with the government.
Or health. Right. You know what I'm saying? So Navy, government. Education,
yep.
not education. Human services,
right.
human and health services. Anything in that human health field,
right?
Those three fields, it's going to be difficult to make money because the pay here, like we're from New York, yep. So the pay here is lower than what it is in New York,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And so, you go and you start looking for jobs, and you're like, oh snap! You know what I'm saying? I can make $80K in Chicago. I mean, it, like that,
right?
New York, you making you could. You know what I'm saying? Have a couple of years experience, have a degree.
Right.
And you can make 60, 70, 80K.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Here, 34,
yeah.
37, yeah. 45. You might be balling if you make 50.
Yeah.
55. You know what I'm saying? If you're making 80 in Virginia, you're doing something. You're doing it pretty big.
Right. Especially on this end.
Right.
The further you go up north,
The further you go up north,
the 80 is like Arlington, 40 here.
Washington D.C.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and that's the thing that there's location. So all of a sudden you go to your wife or you go to your husband. You're like, hey babe, look, you know what I'm saying. I know we're struggling right now. It's hard to find it around here.
Right.
But in Arlington, they got a job. My degree, my experience, they paying $80,000.
Right.
The most you ever made was $50,000.
That's right.
And you was good.
Right.
Now you can make $80,000. Marital issue.
Yeah.
Right. Because you want to leave. You know what I'm saying? And your spouse want to stay.
Because is she working? That's even harder if she working and got to quit and move up there.
Well, it's two issues. Is that issue? Because if she working, who says she going to find a job up there?
There you go. Yep.
So it's that. But if she's not working, or if he's not working, whoever the spouse is, you know what I'm saying, they might just like the area.
My man texted me talking about something. Yeah, New York, you'll pay $4,000 for rent. $4,000, he from New York.
You know what? True that. You know what I'm saying? But you don't need no car. Yeah.
Right.
So you can scratch the car note.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to pay gas for the car.
And to be honest, the food is cheaper. You know what I'm saying? When you shopping at like the A&P and the Key Foods and all that type
of
Pathmark, the food is cheaper than what you buy here. You know what I'm saying? You go into like the bodegas and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If I want to get a pack of gum, I go to 7-Eleven and get charged like $1.79, $2.10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go to the bodega, I come in with $2, I'm coming out with like 5 pieces of candy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is the candy out of date?
Who cares?
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? On the real for real, though, if you're in research for real, buy bread at the bread market. You know what I'm saying?
Buy bread at the Wonder Joe.
Yeah. That's right.
You're getting like two.
It might last. You probably got 3 days left.
It might like two for $1.50. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And look.
Put that junk in the freezer.
And real talk, sometimes put it in the freezer, the fridge.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you can go a little bit past that date.
Yes, sir.
Right? About 2 or 3 days.
You know what I'm saying? That bread and that milk.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Don't go by
that
date.
That's all you gotta go. Just go to the bread Wonder joint.
And if you go past the date, taste it and smell it. You know what I'm saying?
And meat.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? That set of meat, you be seeing that color.
Yeah, cook that down on 5,000 degrees.
You better cook that down on 5,000 and cook it that day.
You better burn that joint. And the last thing before we go to a break is worry and stress. Yeah. Another common effect of recession is additional worries and stress. This can also become so serious enough that they can get between a relationship. The reality is that in a regular, normal, good time, there's worry and stress.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't live life without worry and stress.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm talking, you know, regular, you live a life, not major work, but you just have things you want to do, kids growing up, you know, different concerns, family, just the normal every single day worries and stresses that we go. You'll never live a stress-free or worry-free life in a sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But these worries and stresses are the type that keep you up at night.
Yeah.
These are the type that cause arguments. These are the type that, you know what I'm saying, got you leaving the house for 4 hours. Talking about where you been. Just driving. You know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? Just driving and thinking. You know
thinking
about. You know what I'm saying? These are the stresses that really, really are major. You know what I'm saying? So, look, when we come back, we're going to talk about how can the recession strengthen my marriage. It's Sean Cook.
Yes, sir.
Ham Show.
They say the going gets tough, the tough gets going. When the going gets rough, you know your balls start flowing. I don't write them, say them over until I know them. Some say my raps are more like poems. I guess it's a gift to take life stories, give God the glory out of it. On a helicopter, here's a rope to get him out the pit. And the fruit produced gives me a boost, so I don't quit.
Wait all night long. In Jesus, I gotta talk about him. Though every line ain't scripture, I use a whole lot of parables. I'm trying to paint a picture. Now ain't that what Christ did? And I ain't saying this out of pride, but look, I'm nice, kid. I'm giving you some ammo to fight with when they ambush and when the worries of this life hit. And saints say I ain't gospel enough, and then the streets say I ain't hostile enough. But never let opinions harm you. Remember, King David had to wear his own armor. Just me. glorify the giver. The gift ain't die on the cross to forgive you. But ain't that what Christ did? God gave everybody something that they nice with. He wants to use your influence. It don't matter if you a mechanic or you sell insurance. Now you can run and tell that like Martin Lawrence, but first he gotta search your heart like he got a warrant. Can't be no pride in there. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be rushing like a Vladimir. Now God, keep on using me. Your word said that my gift would make room for me. What that gift is, I encourage you to sharpen that thing as sharp as you can and use it to stab the enemy. Letting nothing hold you down, the wrong kind of friends, not even your own flesh, man, not even your own mistakes. Remember, we covered in this grace. This is how I hold on, just me and my song, man.
We're back in the building.
Ham sandwich show.
And you
show.
Need to listen to what we about to say. Gabrinde bada binde.
Show a cook true. Ham show. It's been a good show.
Yeah, yeah.
Really eye-opening, enlightening.
Yeah.
Check this out. Most people don't really realize this. This is going. These are some pretty ill statistics. I need to get that. What's his name? Life Jennings. I need to sample that joint so that when we read statistics, I can hit the button.
Statistics.
You know what I'm saying? This is how you choking on a chicken bone.
Statistics.
Most of the research that I did on this, a lot of the research pointed on the recession actually enhancing the marriage. Okay.
Wow.
First of all, 38% of people have postponed divorce or separation plans due to the recession. 38%. You know what I'm saying? So that's four out of every 10 people. You know what I'm saying? Have postponed. Why? Because you got to pay for that.
Yeah. Right.
Divorce
right.
Expensive.
It is.
High as a kite.
And then it's too expensive to live on your own now. You need that second income.
You need two incomes. So one fall off, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You can take care of this rent this month.
I get that couch.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's 38%. And so now what happens is it's like, hey, yo, well, we'll just wait. We'll just wait till...
We'll be roommates until the recession come back up.
Right. And then by then, y'all shacking it up.
Exactly. For sure.
Y'all shacking it up.
The baby on the
might
way.
As well. It's cold. Might as well. You know what I'm saying?
I might as well get it in.
Might as well. We here.
Yeah, we here now.
Listen to this. 29% said that the economic downturn has deepened their marriage vows, according to the University of Virginia. University of Virginia, actually, both of these stats came from the University of Virginia.
Okay.
And the same amount of people, I think it was 38%, was the first that the same amount of people that filed for divorce during the recession was the same amount of people that actually didn't file for divorce and stayed together. And one third of people have said it's deepened their relationship, because the reality is that here's the problem. America, you know what I'm saying? If you don't really understand what it's like to be an American, you need to leave the country or you need to read books, because sometimes as an American, you don't realize who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that we do is based around consuming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We do church functions and we go out to eat. Birthday parties, Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I'm saying? Every time we celebrate, we eating, we buying gifts.
Funerals,
you know what I'm saying?
We buying gifts.
You know what I'm saying? The girls gonna get together and go to the outlets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The boys gonna get together and go shoot pool and you know what I'm saying? And get a couple of you know, some drinks, some hot dogs, something right. like that. You know what I mean? Everything that we do is around consuming. You know what I'm saying? So we're consumer type people, and we haven't learned how to enjoy each other without spending money.
Ooh. He felt that in his shondo.
Do you undersmell me?
Dog.
We haven't learned how to enjoy each other without spending money. If you put like six people in a room, we got to either be watching a movie, playing the Wii. You know what I'm saying? We can't just sit around and just talk. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man?
And I go front. I think that's why. You know what I'm saying? I think Cass need to go camping more. I ain't a big camping dude.
Right.
Camping.
And I might have been camping one time in my life.
I love camping, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a city boy.
Right.
But think about it. You put a bunch of people around a campfire, and I know some of the best times I've ever had in my life.
That's right. Me too.
You know what I'm saying? When I went to camp as a young kid, and you have nothing but a fire, and it's just y'all.
Me too.
And you have to enjoy people. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man?
Go ahead, dogs.
This just reminds me of something, dog.
What it is?
My man Pete Diddy.
Right.
His name is Pelham.
Right.
He said, I remember to this day what he said about, what, last year. He says, the best time you can see if you still got your skills with your mate.
Right.
Is cook a hamburger.
Okay.
Big old hamburger patty with some ketchup. Cut the TV off.
Right.
And see if you can have a conversation.
That's real talk.
See, can you stimulate that person's mind with just you?
That's right.
And that hamburger.
And you know.
Cut the TV.
That's real talk.
Cut the music. Cut all that out. And see, can you stimulate each other's mind? I bet you 50% of people can't do it.
All day.
Probably more than that.
No, probably more than that.
No TV. And you got to say this because we live in a new age.
Yeah.
Cut the laptop off.
Cut everything. You at the dinner table.
You know what I'm saying?
With candles. And a hamburger.
And it's butt quiet in the house.
That's right.
Ain't a dog scratching or nothing.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And just sit there and talk and have a conversation. And to me, I know being on the road, some of the greatest times that I've had on the road was that we were, like we might have went out and ate, but then after we ate, we sat at the table for an hour and a half.
Right.
Just talking. You know what I'm saying? Just chopping it up. Just talking about whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just having good conversation. Nothing makes you feel better than a good conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing makes you feel better. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how you can deepen your marriage vow.
That's right.
Some of y'all got to... Look, some of y'all can't afford cable.
That's right.
Real talk.
Ooh.
Some of y'all can't afford cable.
That's right.
People scared of that.
That's why I go buy that antenna for $2.
People scared of that.
Get that.
I can't phone my. I can't watch my SVU.
Get that able.
You know what I'm saying?
Get that able, yo. Whatever channel you're able to get, that's a channel you watch. Get that able.
Get them rabbits. Them rabbits.
But you know what?
You know what I'm saying? But real talk. You know what I'm saying? Here's what happens.
That's right.
A lot of economists believe that what the recession does is that it cuts out all the fluff.
That's right.
Like businesses that shouldn't be around.
That's right.
And all these different things that are just kind of struggling to hang on. It cuts them out and allows the top to survive. Right. And in the same way, when you ain't got cable.
That's right.
When you ain't got money to go out and eat.
That's right.
When you got to cook a hamburger.
Yeah.
You got to sit in the house. It cuts the fluff out. And let's see who we really are.
Whoa. So what you're telling me is
what I'm telling you,
that when people find their spouse and mate, the only time they have a conversation is front of TV, laptops, restaurants with a bunch of people around, and then when you take that all the way, they have nothing to say to each other.
Nothing. And that's not a marriage. That's not a marriage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
And that's why you don't see 30, 40, 50-year marriages.
That's right.
Because there's none of that.
Right.
Because you have to really enjoy each other.
That's right.
Outside of the peripheral things. You know what I'm saying? The connection has to be between you and your spouse.
Right.
Not you and the TV and your spouse.
And that don't mean...
It's not a three-way.
And that doesn't mean why you in the bed, that's your time.
Right. You're right, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Talking about real conversation.
Yeah.
Like having a real talk.
Without in the bed.
Without being in the bed.
That's right.
No, but I like what you said. At the dinner table.
Right.
Because when you're in the bed, you're there anyway. I'm about to go to sleep anyway.
Yeah.
You're about to go to sleep. Let's talk and go to sleep.
Yeah.
But when you're at the dinner table, you have options.
That's right.
Right.
And we choose to just talk to each other.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's good, man. Similarly, 25% of couples who regularly... And this is from the same study. The same University of Virginia study. Listen, this is their study. Independent study. One quarter of couples who regularly attend religious service reported recession-related economic stress, compared to 31% of those without strong religious ties.
Wow.
So only a quarter versus 31%. So church folks basically have lesser stress than those who are not in church when it comes to the recession.
Wow.
It also says that religious couples are also more likely, 44%, than others, 35%, to report a very happy marriage, even in the recession.
Wow. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Independent study. You know what I mean? Here's some tips I found, man, to scrap some extra money. They're kind of helpful. Maybe they're not. I just thought they were kind of funny. Do odd job. No, actually, this one is real talk. Because I'm doing this at my house. I ain't got it. Do odd jobs and minor repairs around the house and yard yourself, rather than having to pay someone else to do it.
That's why I did my room.
You know what I'm saying?
Myself.
I was so happy. You know what I'm saying? I actually changed my own plumbing. I cut in the wall.
That's what I'm saying.
Took the manifold out. Replaced the copper with PVC. Replaced the hardware. I'm a city boy, y'all. I ain't from the country. I come to Virginia where every other pastor is a contractor.
He was Mr. Bookman.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a city boy. And I actually did that. You know what I'm saying? I got some more repairs to do. And I'm going to do them. Number two, create attainable savings goals for each month. This is very important. You know what I'm saying? Remember we talked about the 70-30?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Using 70% of the money to pay your bills, 10% for tithes and offerings, 10% for retirement,
right,
and 10% for savings. You know what I'm saying? Number three, make a budget together and determine where your money is going each month.
Okay.
Work together to divide your expenses into two categories, the nice to haves and the need to haves.
Mm.
Now,
it'd be nice to have and what you need to have.
I guarantee you this one thing, dogs, and y'all can vouch this too.
Go ahead, dog.
If you're in a recession and your money is get cut,
right,
you could go back to the previous months before your money got cut and see what extra stuff you were spending.
That's it. And I guarantee you that they are the nice to haves,
yeah,
not the need to haves.
If you went out to eat three times a week, you might got to cut it to three times a month.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Three times a month.
Unless you got kids, that all add up.
Right.
You know two kids and two adults, and it's easy 50.
And you going to Olive Garden, Chili's.
That's what I said. I said minimum 50 right there.
Right.
You better go ahead and go to Salsa's.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? It's about 25 bones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go to Golden Corral.
Yes, sir. All you can eat.
All you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or like you said, from three times a week, three times a month.
Yeah. That money, people don't know, man.
That stuff at Starbucks.
Yes, sir.
I love Starbucks tea. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fiend. I'll buy a Starbucks tea and a pound cake.
Right.
And you buy a Starbucks a tall.
Right.
And you buy a pound cake, and that joint's like $5.30-something.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And you spend four of those a month. That's $20.
Yep.
But you complain you ain't got no gas money.
Yeah.
That's $20. You know what I'm saying? You buy two a week. Just two a week.
Yep.
Two a week ain't nothing. Two a week ain't nothing.
Times that by...
That's $40.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You just foot your car up three quarters of the way.
Sure did. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Or full tech for those that got the mini minis.
And go to lunch every day. Add that up.
At work. PB&J. You know what I'm saying?
I take a sandwich. Look.
All day.
I make a chicken salad. For $3.
All
and
day.
I eat that all week. I eat the same sandwich for a week.
See, you're like me, dog. I'll eat PB&J.
Yeah.
Raymond's noodles.
I hate to say this.
You know what I'm saying? Tuna.
I hate to say this, yo.
Go ahead, dogs.
Between black and white, dog.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. White people eat the same sandwich for a month.
Black people, they want options.
They want to
eat the same sandwich to save that money.
The cats ask them to go out to eat. They can't say no.
Nah.
And they out there balling, swiping.
And he got the money.
Swiping it up.
They should have never made overdraft protection.
You know what I'm saying? So your joint come back bounced.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Mad, embarrassed.
Let me keep going. Come up with some fun and creative ways to earn extra money. Have a yard sale to get rid of some clutter.
That's right.
Or sell stuff offline. That's good. Studies also found that those who attended really... Okay, we were talking about that. Here's a quote that I want to say. Not a quote of the day, but just kind of want to wrap the show up with this. Marital strength. For those people with strong marriages in which there are agreed upon values and ways to meet life's crisis, weathering the storm of financial aid and job loss will be possible.
Mm.
In most probability, there are... the people who had the foresight to save them enough money to see themselves through a crisis for a year or more. Even if they're not able to save, the commonly shared view of life will help them form a strategy to get them through. a commonly shared view. If they have the same view, the same vision, if they're going to the same path, you know what I'm saying? That's why men, if you're going through this, you need to constantly talk to your wife and talk to your kids and even talk to yourself about the vision that you have, the things that you're doing, the plan that you have, yep, how you're putting things together. Because it says right here, the commonly shared view of life will help them form a strategy to get them through.
They gotta be the men of your house, leaders of your house.
Lead. One of the important features of a strong marriage relationship is the ability of two people to sit together, discuss their problems without engaging in blame and mutual incriminations, and make plans for how they want to meet the crisis. In other words, husband and wife find strength in unity and do not feel alone or isolated. Mm. This is one of the key important features of a strong marriage. You know what I'm saying? Is discussing problems without engaging in blame. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. That's powerful.
So that's pretty much it, man. Hopefully y'all learned something today about marriage in the recession. Don't forget the ham sandwich, hamshow.tv. TheHamSamShow.com. I'm just tongue twisted today. 757-325-9493. It's the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, aka Cook Dog, aka the drummer Beast Boy. Shout out to my man Tahada Hala.
And I'm True Asia. And the quote of the day actually comes from 1 Corinthians 13:7. It says, "Love never gives up, never loses faith. It always it's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance." Mm.
That's what's up. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.
Song one, Mark Arthur, Game. Song two, K-Drama featuring 83 and Sean Slaughter, Don't Look Down on Me. Song three, Mark Cornelius featuring V Vines, Me and My Song.
Peace.